The preachers are weary. The singers are tired. The church, as we know it, is losing its fire. And some are discouraged from bearing the load. But we must determine to keep pressing on. 'Cause if just one more soul were to walk down the aisle, it would be worth every struggle. It would be worth every mile. A lifetime of labor is still worth it all if it rescues just one more soul. So preachers keep preaching, and singers go sing, and laymen keep sharing that Jesus is King. The angels have gathered, they're surrounding the throne, and they'll start rejoicing for just one more soul. 'Cause if just one more soul were to walk down the aisle, it would be worth every struggle. It would be worth every mile. A lifetime of labor is still worth it all if it rescues just one more soul. So if just one more soul were to walk down the aisle, it would be worth every struggle. It would be worth every mile. A lifetime of labor is still worth it all if it rescues just one more soul. A lifetime of labor is still worth it all if it rescues just one more soul. If it rescues just one more soul.
And, well, it is good to be here tonight on a beautiful, cool spring evening. And I haven't been in a camp meeting at this temperature since we were with Joe Arthur 2 years ago in Greer, and the Lord sent a rain, hallelujah, and cooled us off. But it is good to be here. I love going anywhere where God's people are going to get together to worship the Lord. Chris is going to sing, "I Know a Man Who Can," all right?
I can't take a heart that's broken, make it over again, but I know a man who can. And I can't take a soul that's sin sick, wash it white, white as snow, but I know a man who can.
Some call him Savior, the Redeemer of all men. I
call him Jesus, for he's my dearest friend. Well, if you think that no one loves you and your life, it's out of hand.
I know a man who can.
Well, I can't walk. I can't walk upon the water, and I become a raging sea. But I know a man who can, and I can cause blinded eyes to be opened, or the lame to get up and walk again.
The Redeemer of all men.
I just choose to call him Jesus, for he's my very closest, and he's my dearest friend. Well, if you think that no one loves you and your life, it's out of hand.
I know.